And basically what I have discovered and what I bring forth, which is, you know, with such great passion, is to first empower people by saying, look, 98% of all diets fail. That is a given. We just have to look around to see what has happened with society. And I don't think it took an 8-year study and $450 million to realize that the low fat was not a healthy way to go. But what I've discovered is that the reason 98% of all diets fail is due to a very precise but very major neurotransmitter. That is a brain chemical. And when that brain chemical is depleted, which everything in life depletes it, from stress, lack of quality sleep, who doesn't have those two things right there?
Sure. Does age deplete it also?
not age doesn't, but everything else does. Pharmaceutical drugs is a huge issue. Over-the-counter meds, artificial sweeteners, the poor diet, lack of exercise, you name it, it depletes it. So what happens is when that brain chemical is depleted, on a subconscious level, your brain will start to force you for the foods and or beverages that will elevate it. Now, the metabolic pathway, unfortunately, to elevate this brain chemical, which is called serotonin, the metabolic pathway, for it to be elevated, it has to first trigger insulin. And therein lies the key, because insulin is the hormone that commands the body to store fat. So what happens then is when you ingest these foods, on a, again, your brain is pushing you towards these things on a subconscious level to, it wants to, two things. It wants to elevate this major neurotransmitter because as such, the brain knows that it needs to maintain it because it needs to be able to have the body and the brain function properly, that brain chemical needs to be elevated and it, the brain will do basically anything. And on the other hand, it also, the foods that will break down quickest into blood sugar to feed the brain are high GI carbs, carbs, and processed foods.
Now, Fing, this study was conducted by the Fred Hutchison Cancer Research Center in Seattle. They,
yes,
they studied the health and habits of 50,000 women,
yes,
over a period of 8 years.
Yes.
I mean, this was a big study.
Sure.
Divided them into two groups, one that ate low-fat diets,
uh-huh,
that were rich in fruits and vegetables. The other just simply stuck to their usual diet. And the first and most important finding, they said, was that most women found it difficult to stick to the so-called 20% ceiling of the intake of dietary fats.
Yes.
Why was that? Why was it so difficult for them?
Well, first of all, if people would really, I tell my clients all the time, if you really pay attention to your body and tune into it, your body will tell you all day long what it needs. And your body needs, as I said, your body needs good, healthy fat to replenish those neurotransmitters so the rest of your body can work effectively, your mind and body. And so I know that has a huge part in it. And also, you know, the whole the ADD and the depression, all those things are also linked. You know, that's all we hear about lately. On CNN the other day, they had the story about the meds that all these young children are being treated with ADD.
Sure.
When nobody is out there talking about that, it is directly related to their diet. Absolutely.
Too
directly.
Much sugar?
Absolutely, because a poor diet in itself depletes that brain chemical. And when it's depleted, as I said, it causes all kinds of things. Anything from me developing, you know, when I got into it was, you know, weight loss products, so to speak. But it was that brain chemical controls the two main reasons why diets fail, and that is carbohydrate cravings and satiety, overall appetite.
Well, this particular low-fat study that,
yes,
that they conducted, I don't think, because, you know, I can't see anything here, where they got into cholesterol at all. How important is that?
Well, here, that's another great scam on the American, between that and a few other things that I won't mention. But the cholesterol, the thing is, when you need to eat good cholesterol, and good dietary cholesterol comes in the foods such as the good sources of fat, and that is in your eggs and in your cheeses and in seafood and things like that. But that whole scare was perpetuated 20-some years ago by the cereal industry. And you actually, as I said, you need to eat cholesterol, good, healthy cholesterol. Your body needs it. Or if you do not eat it, your body will make it out of the carbohydrates you eat. What causes heart disease and stroke and all of that is not from cholesterol. As I said, your body needs it. It actually comes from things that trigger insulin. Insulin is what causes plaquing of the arteries, and that comes right back to the cycle of controlling, maintaining that brain chemical so you stabilize your insulin level, and that is that serotonin-insulin connection that my book is basically all about.
What's the name of your book?
It's called Diet Failure, The Naked Truth.
Okay.
But that link, that serotonin-insulin that connection is what's tied into not only obesity, but also overcoming depression, type 2 diabetes, heart disease, and ADD, and many other
things.
Well,
what do you recommend people simply do? What should they just do? You know, let's assume none of these studies work, everything's wrong, these diets are all wrong. What should people just do?
Okay, here's what they need to do. First of all, and I recommend their dietary supplements that you can go into any health food store. The first and foremost thing is, because as I said, everything in life depletes this brain chemical. The first and foremost thing is you need to maintain that brain chemical, and it's not by pharmaceutical drugs. You can get it through, as I said, a dietary supplement, and that supplement, the number one that I recommend, is called 5-HTP, 5-hydroxytryptophan. That is the first thing. And I tell my clients, if there was only one supplement I could take in my entire life, that would be it, because that's going to maintain that major neurotransmitter, and it's going to help my mind and my body work as effectively as possible.
Well, now, is this in the multiple vitamins that you might get somewhere?
You could find it in almost any health food store.
But, I mean, is it included in a
no,
multiple?
It's not.
It is not.
No.
You have to get it separately.
Yes,
then.
You have to get it separately.
Okay.
And after that, I would, of course, this is what I talk about in my book. There's so many different things. People have been lied to for so long about, I feel so sorry for the consumer because they don't know what to eat anymore. As you said in the first part of this interview was, you know, first we were told not to eat fat, then it's, okay, some fats are good, and then it's low carb, and then it's net carb, and quite frankly, we're lied to for so long, nobody knows what to eat.
And what was this thing called again, the supplement?
5-HTP.
5-HTP. I like writing these things down.
No, it's absolutely the most crucial supplement that somebody could take. Mm. And for all the people...
We don't hear a lot about this, Phoenix.
You don't?
No.
No, but this is why this is why I spent 2 years of my life to write about this, to bring this information to the masses. I said, if this information was brought forth like they promote any blockbuster movie, this information, and not because it's just my book, it's about information that needs to be brought forth to the masses because it directly affects every aspect that I told you, from obesity, depression, ADD. The pharmaceutical drugs that these, you know, that are being pushed onto young children, through teens, adults, were just being drugged, you know, not only ineffectively, but they're causing death and so much more illness and disease in the body, when in fact it's so completely unnecessary.
And how about moderation, a little exercise, and just be smart and wise about what you eat?
Absolutely. And, you know, I tell my clients, I said, look, life is not about living like a monk. It is about enjoying things, but it is understanding how and why. The biggest thing is understanding how and why your brain, because we've conditioned our brain through a lifetime of habits, why we're drawn for the foods and or beverages that make our body store fat and cause all these other illnesses.